This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. Mmm, so smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Welcome back to Drop Dead Fred and Dirty Terry. Wait, what is it? What is it? It's Dead.
Dirty, what was it?
Dirty Ted and
it's
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Dirty Ted and Stephanie right here.
Morning radio, baby.
Yes. Full disclosure, we recorded this morning with Kim, and then I think Kati went home.
Yeah, I went home, I had a pizza.
And a plank.
A pizza, and I'm back.
And you're back.
I'm back again.
And then I've been feeling a little under the weather, so my boyfriend came over to watch over me, and then he got here, and I was like,
hey, why not?
So we would like to welcome to the stage...
David Silver!
Da-da-da-da!
Hello, it's me.
A.K.A. Brian Austin Green from the hit television program... Beverly Hills, 90210.
Cock, yes, dick, and balls.
Cock, dick, and balls.
Cock, dick, and balls.
He came over. He's got his cock, dick, and balls
cock,
out on
dick,
the table.
And balls rolled out on the table. Rolling an Outlook cookie dough. We're about to do some shapes.
I cannot wait to drive a wedge
into this relationship.
By that, I mean literally stick an espadrille up your ass.
Well, in the 4 years we've been together, we've really never appeared on camera together or done anything interview-like like this, don't think.
I think that you are, for the kids out there at home, this is, in my opinion, a very great role model. This is an example of how to live a gay love-life relationship in the public eye.
Don't you think?
I do.
Here's a luxury. I'll let David
do
talk.
You?
David, I'll let you talk in a second.
No, David, you shut up.
This isn't about you.
Yeah.
Now... I think part of what makes our relationship good, we were just talking about this, because there's a lot of famous drag queens who have boyfriends who also want to be famous, and it's a very cringe.
Cringe with a capital
Weird.
C.
With a capital K.
Capital K.
K-R-I-N-J. Cringe.
Yeah, cringe.
And David wants, I mean, what do you want, David?
What do you want?
I'm a very private person.
There you go. Privacy.
And I like to bring David places and let people talk to me and then talk to him, because however they talk to him, knowing he's not knowing he's my boyfriend, is how I judge them.
That is fantastic. That's a great
spot. So if they're like, Miss Mattel, we've got your VIP booth right here.
And like, what do you want, trash?
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself getting mistreated?
Yeah.
In that situation? Really?
All the time.
You're kidding.
No.
And he tells me about it, and I never forget it.
And you write it in your list, your little black book.
Yeah.
Well, no, I honestly think that because... I joint Instagram accounts to me are the
boyfriend accounts. Now.
Yeah, boyfriend accounts.
Could you imagine, David?
What we do you would mean?
Boyfriends who have an account together.
Like you did something very special together, which is you made a movie, but that's a little different.
Even that was, I mean, we didn't mention it. David's a filmmaker who produced the film Moving Parts, as you know, from Netflix, from Katya's Life, from A World of Wonder Production, My Life.
Yeah.
Very successful film.
Critically acclaimed.
Actually, I guess.
And it's great.
But we worked parallel. We weren't like...
Yeah, honestly, we did the right thing, which was I was the subject... And David and the director were the filmmakers, and I was never in the room when they talked about the movie. I just was me, and they were them, and we didn't break the seal.
You were the greased-up guinea pig, and they were just shoving you down the tubes.
Yes, well, because,
as you know, you're a workaholic, and it was a nice way to...
Alcoholic.
I wasn't going to reveal that information, but it was a nice way to... make sure that you had to spend time with me was to make a movie about you.
Yeah, if you want to get it, you want to get some good old time with the TM, you got to put in the calendar.
Yeah, what's good for, what's going to be good for me?
Exactly.
You want this dick? I need a movie.
What do I get out of this relationship?
Yeah. That's it. I think that's one of the reasons our relationship works. But also, I was just talking to somebody about this. Somebody was recently like, you know what? And that's what I've learned about relationships is they're always going to be hard and they're always going to be work. And I was thinking to myself, they're not. When they're good, they're not that hard and they're not that much work.
I'm looking for an escape. Oh. He's over here shaking his head wildly.
But seriously, I mean, like I think in relationships, when you have problems, it's because you didn't communicate and something erupts.
It's all about compromise.
Yeah. Ew.
Isn't that what it is? Compromise?
I guess.
We're working on each other.
I mean, we could be broken up tomorrow, and then this podcast will be really sad to listen to. So yes,
this is our swan song.
This is the last hurrah.
Yeah. Let me ask Let's start with an easy question. Oh, when did you know you were in love with me?
When did you know he was the one?
Don't answer that.
And how many teen girls did you have to beat down to get to the front of the line?
You've been gay lovers for four years, which I don't think is that long,
but I guess in gay world, that is a long time.
40.
Yeah.
40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came across an Instagram post of a gay man who had just met someone about a month ago.
Oh wow!
And they were posting a succession of photos together with the caption like, "There are no words to describe the love that I feel for you." I was like, "Mary, oh y'all have been together for 4 weeks.
Do people realize how that looks?"
David, we talk about it all the time.
I don't think
because we've been together 4 years, and occasionally, maybe like 2 or 3 times, have posted even just a nice post about each other.
It has to be like my birthday or like New Year's together. I never, and with David especially, I don't tag him because I don't want people to go find him.
Well, yeah, or because you know, you never know what you're going to get in those DMs.
Right.
Oh, he's going to get girls under the age of 25 being like, can you tell her something?
Yeah.
That happens.
Right. Yeah. That's a cute side business.
Yeah.
That's $10, $15 questions, $25
answers. Book me on Cameo for $59.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I just showed David, I found on Cameo, which you did Cameo for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy who does the voice of Ghostface in the Scream movies does Cameo. And the mask has up and he goes like, hello, Brian.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's fierce, right?
That's only $50. That and Gilbert Gottfried and Amanda Lepore. These are like
Tritzy.
Tritzy.
David got me the Tritzy. I know. Amanda Lepore.
I know. It's fantastic.
It was iconic.
And it's too cheap.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't, how much was it?
$75.
That's an incredible deal.
It was totally worth it.
Incredible.
Not to mention, Amanda's no spring chicken. Like, those cameos aren't going to be available for the next 3 decades.
Yeah.
You know, like, get them
out. Well, I bought you the Amanda doll, which was very expensive because they were limited run and were sold in a department store in New York. And I felt bad because obviously she's not getting the money that I paid for that doll. So,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
I booked a cameo.
Will you tell me off the air how much that doll was?
Say it. Dolls are expensive.
It was, over $900.
Holy shit.
But there was a finite amount created in 2006,
collector's
right?
Collector's item.
Yeah.
And they were sold only at a department store in New York. And Amanda did them in collaboration with, is it called David's Gym?
David Barton's gym.
That gym. And it was Amfar, I believe. It was like a charity thing. Yeah. I asked Amanda about it. I was like, where do I get one? And she was like, I don't even know a person who has one.
They're hard to find. So when one popped up, I was like,
that's
the
incredible.
Moment.
That's lovely.
She is the moment.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic doll.
Yeah.
With a real pussy.
It's that exact price point of doll where like I covet. She covets. But she covets, but I probably wouldn't buy it for myself because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Same as the birthday present you got me.
But you would buy a Christie, though.
Well,
you would
thank
buy a Christie.
God, because I almost bought the Christie doll, and I was like, you know what?
Could you fucking imagine if she had 3 fucking Christies?
It almost happened.
Oh, I'm going to sell one of them now.
Oh, thank God.
Use the money. Yeah. I'm going to re-wallpaper this room. Well,
so you're gay, and let me ask you, when did you decide to be gay?
I decided to be gay. I chose it in my later 20s.
Okay.
He was a late gay.
Late gay?
Yeah, I was.
Tell him, I don't want to tell your story.
I'm asking David.
He went to NYU and went all through film school and never was gay.
Yeah.
You went through Tisch without knowing you was gay?
Without sucking one dick.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Washington Square Park. Never sucked a dick.
It's just so funny because of all places to be like, who cares if you're gay?
It's one of the gayest places. It's one of the gayest vortexes in the entire United States.
I don't know what was stopping me, but I was...
And and David's parents are extremely accepting.
Liberal.
They don't
liberal Jews non-practicing.
I was gay.
What the? So what is it? I'm really curious to know. Like what? So what? So when you jerked off, if you don't mind me asking, like what would you think of? Because you did jerk off. Didn't
yeah. No,
you?
I was gay.
Oh, but you just weren't outward.
Oh no, I remember that Justin Timberlake Rolling Stones cover where he's like,
That macaroni salad.
Yeah.
Tell him about Bruce Willis.
What about Bruce Willis?
You guys have a similar
color
film.
Of night. Color
film.
Of night. Color of night.
Well, he shows his
wing wang.
Yeah, yeah.
In the pool.
Yeah,
yeah. Jane March.
Yeah.
How many times did you flick the bean to that one?
Well, that was like, you know, if you'd like Googled, like, well, did we Google back then? Or, you know, just like
Lycos.
Naked celebrities on the internet. Yeah. That was a popular one in the.
Can I tell you?
In those days.
Can I tell you though? In my house, my parents rented that film. And we watched it together.
It was their fault.
Who'd they rent it out to?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. They owned a Blockbuster. We watched it together.
Yeah.
And I took that VHS upstairs later.
You're like, Bruce.
And
Bruce.
I fucking rubbed it right off.
But you know what, though? When you're that young, any amount of sexuality can give you a boner.
Because I was 32.
I remember.
It was a few years ago.
I remember seeing Showgirls.
And oh, yeah.
And there was the scene where they're all in a line and I'm erect, Ryan, too erect.
You?
And it's Elizabeth Hurley who's beautiful.
No. Elizabeth Berkeley.
Berkeley. Yeah. Who did I say?
Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. I wish.
Who would be amazing.
I wish.
Yeah, I know.
Elizabeth Berkeley. And I was like turned on by that even though I kind of knew I wasn't into girls. But when you're that young, any amount of sex is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene, I'll buy it for you. That whole, like, the one where she's seducing him in the club, in the private room.
Yep.
Bonus City.
That
her
pool,
long
that
butt.
Pool scene,
her 90s
psycho.
Long butt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Psychotic.
That thrashing.
Thrashing. Thrashing. When did you first have sex?
In my 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
Late bloomer.
But in high school, I did, like, flow around with girls.
Oh, you did? Did you ever, cunnilingus?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I tried it.
You tried it.
I tried it.
Yeah, okay.
You dabbled.
Full vaginal penetration?
No.
No.
No, because I was a homosexual.
Well, I'm just
He was a homosexual, but he was catching blowies from the girls.
Huh. Well, same here.
But I mean, I was, what, 15, 16, 17?
You can go along with a lot when you're like that young and just like randomly horny. I mean, you can, right?
You just do it.
Then again, I never did it, but.
I think you just do it because you're 34.
Yeah.
I'm 38. You just do it. When you're just, if you're kind of popular or you're not like on the fringe, you need to have a girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, this girl was kind of, she wanted to date me.
Was she chic?
Sure. Who would play her?
Who would play her?
Who would play
RuPaul
her in a
movie? RuPaul's always like, you got a mom? And the person's like, yes, I have a mom. RuPaul's like, who would play her?
In the movie, that's in the Lifetime movie of your life. It is a good question. Who would play
do I have
her?
To answer it?
Yes.
Who would play her?
I'm trying to picture her.
You're a Hollywood producer. Who would play her?
Like Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I mean, that's
Ding
like that's the
dong.
Hollywood version of.
All right, who's on the TBN version? That's the Christian Broadcasting Network one.
Who's on the Delta in-flight video version?
Which Drag Race girl would play her? You've never seen the show.
I don't want to say.
He's never seen the show. Oh, no. Okay. All right. We'll keep it.
Can I ask? I don't think we've talked about this. If you could make, you loved making a documentary and you did such a good job at it.
Yeah, thank you.
And when I first saw it, I cried and I was just like, this made me feel like I did something with my life. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that it was going to be like something I would always love. But if you could make another documentary, not about drag, what would you want to make it about?
Not about drag
or any other drag.
Well, we've taught. I mean, Amanda Lepore. I would love to do a documentary about her.
And that's a ticking time clock. Amanda, I know she's not listening. She's not going to live forever.
Okay, but she's not dying tomorrow.
Saying, I know
she's not dying. She doesn't have a terminal diagnosis. Like, let's just make
but
that clear.
She's an older woman.
Okay,
we're not sure how she could be.
She's a medical mystery in a lot of ways. So we're going to keep.
I would
it that
love
way.
Like her story told, you know, by her in her own words.
That would be. That would be. So compelling.
Yeah.
Even if it was done badly, it would be just absolutely watchable.
David and I watched the Wig documentary, did you see Wig?
Yeah, I liked it.
I think some of the most compelling parts were Bunny talking about being Bunny.
Yeah.
And like when I've listened to pods about Bunny,
yeah,
it's so interesting to think of someone like Bunny or Amanda at 16, what they thought and how they figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, because Amanda's book, that read like a script in itself.
Yeah.
Like, well, her story is crazy.
I mean, crazy.
It's, yeah.
Well, you got to get on that.
Yeah, it's a great idea, right?
Got to get on that now.
Amanda.
When I saw Amanda, I have still videos on my phone. When I saw Amanda last in LA, I went backstage with my book for her to sign it like a fucking nerd. Yeah. And I went up to her and I was like, I was like, the part in the book where you said you were running a bath and you had your suitcase and you escaped through the window and you ran to the taxi stand and you told the taxi driver that you're running away to be a star and then you went to New York and you were. And she was like, yeah, I had to get out of there. So calm about it. So calm about it.
How old is she?
Well, I don't want to spill her tea.
But,
she talks about it in the book, I believe. She talks about the hospital that she was born at burning. And so she got to sort of reassign her age by getting a new birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
So her declared legal age may or may not match her birth age anymore.
Got it.
Which is bad. Honestly, if you're her, go big. Say you were born in 93.
Yeah. Or 1893. Do you know what I mean? Just go, yes. Go vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mysterious. Yeah. Mysterious woman.
Because she really is. I mean, I think we talk about her. This is The Bald and the Beautiful. We talk about her.
Pretty much every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And with hair that white and processed, mm-hmm. she's got to be somewhat bald and still beautiful.
Oh, right.
That kind of color processed hair at her age over and over again.
Yeah.
She talks about it in the book. She doesn't go anywhere without at least like a half wig on.
Okay. Yeah.
Same.
And I love when Bunny, that hysterical Derek and Mormaine show where Bunny talked about her eye-popping day look of a turban, dark lip, big sunglasses, and bright red lips. I love that. That's fantastic. That's so chic.
Yeah, and Buddy says, she's been taking singing lessons. She's sounding much more musical. Couldn't sound much less. We love her.
We do. Her song, Cotton Candy, like Cotton Candy.
Cotton Candy.
That song is a bop.
Absolutely. She's wonderful.
She has a lot of great bops, but that one in particular I love.
People don't know what you look like. Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play you in a movie? Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I think Seth Rogen.
That was so mean.
Why? Seth Rogen's cute.
That was for the comedy, mean. For the action movie, Jason Statham.
No, I was Jason at a bar in Statham. Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, and like many summers ago, I was at a bar, and I may have been smoking a cigarette, and some guy yelled to me, "Hey, Seth Rogen," and he wanted me to bum him a cigarette.
I don't see it.
And I was...
You don't see it?
Look up Jason Statham.
Is Seth Rogen Jewish?
Yes.
He's cute. Jason Statham.
I would fuck the hell out of Seth
Jason
Rogen.
Jason Statham, what's he from?
He's an action star.
Okay.
The Transporter.
Yeah.
The
Humdinger.
So you think you look like this person?
I didn't say that.
That
looks like you.
No, it doesn't. Look at him. Look. Imagine more. Look at the. Look
Three
at the,
bald
look at
men
the
deciding who looks
those,
more like this bald man.
Are we one of those morphs where it's like, he's our center.
Yeah, he's maybe our middle
He does kind of look like your dad, David.
He's
okay. And I don't look like Jason Statham.
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm saying who would play him. Who would play
Meryl
him?
Streep.
Yeah, because who would play
Meryl
you is
Streep.
Also about type.
And also about aspiration.
Yeah, Meryl.
Yeah, Meryl. Okay,
Meryl would play you. Okay,
as Mary Louise in Big Little Lies.
Okay.
With the teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I was thinking more like Death Becomes Her.
I was thinking Doubt.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Every time we film, I'm staring right at her and I yawn in her face while she's talking.
Yeah. Yeah. And let me also, I'm going to say, we're back, by the way. Are we recording?
We're back.
Okay. I was thinking about you on the way here because we're interviewing you.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, 4 years in a gay love relationship, that really inspires me. However, last week, we did an episode about love, and this fucking rotted motorcycle bitch looked me right in the face. And I said, do you think I could fall in love? She says, you are an unfuckable monster.
I didn't say unfuckable. I said unlovable. Don't be unfair.
She said, no one will ever love you. No one will ever fuck you. Not with that teeny little tiny teeny cunt you have.
Oh, well, this is David's David's first long relationship.
Really?
I mean, I had other boyfriends, but not this long.
Really? What was the longest?
You had other boyfriends till last week.
Yeah, 9 or 10 months was the.
That's a pretty long. Yeah, that's pretty long. I think anything after 6 months is noteworthy.
Mm-hmm. He like met my family, came to Thanksgiving, so that was like
right.
You know.
Now, and you guys, without getting too personal. Describe your penis. Just kidding. How, like, what?
When come see any of my shows, I've talked about David's penis on my tour many times.
Okay.
In front of my mother, my father, of his mother, my sister.
And let me just say this. I don't want to
thousands of strangers.
No, that's what I want to ask you. I want to say, because I want to ask, how is it to be in a relationship with someone who makes their living by talking about your personal life?
I don't always love it.
You don't always love it. Is there anything off the table? Is there anything that you guys have like mutually agreed on that is not discussable, or everything's kind of like up for grabs?
Well, Brian will be like, we're a very private couple. And then I'll get off stage and be like, last week I was fucking my boyfriend and his dick.
Fucking my boyfriend and his dick.
Well, that's the thing is we've been together so long that all of my like relationship or sex stories are usually about him now. So I can talk about guys I've slept with before him.
Right.
But like even a hookup in the last 5 years isn't as interesting as like a relationship is interesting story.
I have asked him like my family does come to see your shows and I do think I asked you to like change it. It wasn't about me.
Oh yeah.
You were like this one time.
I changed it from my to this other guy.
This other guy. Gotcha.
But he's pretty, I mean, lets me kind of like say, he's never told me not to say anything.
That's really nice of you.
I mean, there's also records selling that are songs all about him. So, like, he gets the good and the bad.
That one's about me. That one's about me.
He gets the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. That's nice.
Well, that's why, you know, when we made the film, that was my love letter to you, as these albums are a love letter to me.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
But I do get kind of, you know, when you're in drag and you just feel like, I don't know about you, but when we're together, especially on camera, things come out of my mouth I never would have thought I was going to say that day. And so on stage, especially when I'm writing jokes about our sex life, I also I've never written a joke where David's the bad boyfriend, David's bad in bed. It's always, this is my great boyfriend and I'm the piece of shit.
And so
the detail about David is how like good in bed he is or how great, and then I'm like the garbage.
Gotcha. You're never the butt of the joke.
Never.
No. Yeah.
Never.
That's good.
Never.
That's good.
Until the next show.
Play the pink one. Do the pink one.
Oh, David.
I like that one.
Silver.
Well, what are you looking for in a partner?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked. 38 to 42 years old, Mexican, from Mexico City. He comes from money, but he made it out on his own because he went through a short thing with his parents, but they're good now.
Diego?
Diego. Yeah. I'm flexible in the name. Okay. Only.
Only the name. Yeah. No, really, what would your ideal partner look like?
Tuesday nights, Friday nights into Saturday mornings.
Katya and I are very similar. And I always say people want our friendship and people want my relationship with you.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, they don't.
But
they
we're similar that if you wanted a boyfriend, you would still want 1 or 2 days to yourself a week, right?
One or two? David,
what I feel like is Gloria fucking Swanson.
Because I think what David's been gracious with in our relationship is
space, time.
He gives me multiple days a week to just be at home working alone. Yeah.
But I like my alone time as well.
You do too.
We're not codependent.
I called David last night freaking out because I'm sick. And he said, I can't talk right now. I'm watching my stories.
Oh my God. I just nutted.
And then he said, it's the Roni
reunion.
Reunion.
I hope you just hung up and had a rotary phone that clanged when you hung up the
Buca de Beppo.
Buca de Beppo.
Did you watch that? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
I thought it was a reference to Beverly Hills Housewives. It wasn't.
No, I've never. And before the podcast started, I got the full lowdown about the Beverly Hills or the Real Housewives franchise, of which I am kind of ignorant. But now I'm fascinated.
I am a
you are a super
expert.
Expert.
Yeah.
Would you absolutely destroy in Housewives Trivia Night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
Ooh. I watched them all, every single one.
Like now, how many are there?
I could tell you.
So let me guess. New York. Mm. There's Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. There's Atlanta. There's also Potomac. Mm-hmm. Potomac. There's Florida. Is there a Florida one? No. Well,
there was Miami.
Jersey.
Miami was canceled. Oh. There's Jersey.
Jersey and New York.
Mm-hmm. Very different vibes.
Oh, very.
Is that all of them?
No, there's also OC, Dallas, Salt Lake City's about to start.
Are you serious?
Then Salt Lake City?
Yeah, they
Mormon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's some foreign ones that I
what about
not
Paris?
Hard to find.
What about London?
That would be great. Well, there was Ladies of London, which was basically Real Housewives of London.
Okay.
And there was Miami, there was DC, those were DC. Long canceled.
What's the highest rated one?
Beverly Hills, I believe.
Beverly Hills. The one that I see people talking about on Twitter always is Roni and Roby.
Yeah.
Or
New York and Beverly Hills.
New York and Beverly Hills. So those are the
two. Denise Richards drama this season really
Denise Richards is on it.
But she quit. No, she quit.
What's your
favorite quote?
Oh, there's one commercial that was not even important to the series. And I heard it and it stuck with me forever. And they were speculating about Denise's lesbian drama. And this girl goes, I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again.
This girl.
And I was walking around my house saying it all day. I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again. I couldn't stop.
You said it all the time.
Disappeared.
Lisa Rinna said that, not some girl.
Some girl.
Woman. Some woman with 4 gallons of silicone in her lips.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They are pretty. They're pretty amazing.
She's psycho. But
I think they should
great television.
Rushmore and put her lips. We, up
David loves reality TV, and I always joke that he loves it so much that.
Hello.
Well, have you seen the Vegas review?
I've seen clips. It seems very Real Housewives.
Yeah, it is. It's them fighting.
Yeah, I it's like Naomi Smalls in a tank top saying, "So we just really needed to clear the air."
Yes,
and
100%.
It was like that kind of thing. And I was like, okay, yeah, I don't think I'm into that, but I should watch before I'm not going to hate on it before I see it.
It's the drama.
It's good.
Go brush your hair, bitch.
Go brush your hair. It's iconic.
That's pretty amazing.
She's great on it.
Yeah.
She's so housewife, basically.
Yeah. I mean, their storylines, I filmed like a little bit of a recap show that ended up scrapping, but it was, it's a little like, World of Wonder, don't burn my house down. But it was a little like trying to force certain storylines. Like, it's not that interesting that Vanjie's dating.
Yeah.
It's not interesting to watch her go on a blind date on camera.
Oh, God. Damn.
Not to mention, there is no blind date when you're a famous person. That doesn't exist.
And there's no blind date when you're on. There's no date when you're on
camera.
Well,
yeah, if there's a camera there.
It's not a date.
I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again. I've just said it. I mean, that's how I feel. I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
We'll be right back.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple.
From Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing Cherry and Palavo Pineapple Mango. Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
And we're back.
I just got a flash forward of us working on a big time movie set and having a problem, and I just whispered to you, I wouldn't be surprised if it was such a day's Richard ever again.
I don't know why it's so funny to
me. It's very funny out of context.
Because that's such a dramatic thing to... I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw that person again.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that person disappeared forever.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then that happened.
And she just left the show, yeah.
So what... Oh, my God. It's gripping. I'm compelled already.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are definitely actors. Like acting.
Lisa Rinna knows what show she's
on. Lisa Rinna is
doing... She's an actress, is she not?
She's a soap actress, so she really...
Oh, she's doing a free-form stream of consciousness dialogue to the camera, yeah.
I want to get on a show like that.
Not to mention, there's that one scene where Lisa Rinna, they're fighting over that bunny, and Lisa Rinna cheats out to the camera, and almost on cue has
one
a tear,
one tear.
And it's like, it's some BB Zaharbanay shit. It's fierce.
Yeah.
Except I remember on Drag Race, whenever BB would cry, she would wipe the tear and there'd be no crying.
Oh, she never cried.
No.
There was never a tear.
Well, there are certain Drag Race queens, maybe they were on All Stars, but they would do things where they would go like this, but there would be no tears. You can't just touch your eyes.
Yeah.
And if there's no water from the eyes, you're not crying, Mary.
I am very proud to say, I'm not proud of the fact that I cried on Drag Race, but I am not ashamed to admit that it was always real.
It was real. Remember when Jaden Dior Fierce was crying and wiped her tear through the glasses?
Through the lensless glass. Yeah, that was amazing. Through the frames. Through the frames. Yeah.
So, how did you get into reality TV?
Just.
How did Bravo suck you in so fiercely? David keeps the lights on at Bravo.
Well, I remember in high school watching, you know, those VH1 date, like Flavor of Love, Surreal Life.
Did you ever watch Eliminate?
Yeah.
What about Rock of Love?
Yeah.
I want Priyanka to do Crack Rock of Love for me. She's going to host a reality dating show that's going to find my lover.
Well, I've actually talked about this idea from Katya with Love.
Have we never told you about this?
No.
Okay, David had an idea that I would host a dating show trying to get you wifed up, and we would let men, women, pan, trans, whoever wants
animals,
to be with a Russian transvestite hooker.
Oh my God.
They would get to date you.
Well, we got a fast track. I'm ready to fall in love in the next 2 weeks.
Great.
This would be the opening, too.
Okay.
The singles would all walk in, they would mingle, and they would see a chopper coming.
The chopper.
The ladder would come down, and you walk in from behind frame.
It's not funny.
And the helicopter flies away.
I am so into it. I'll pay to be on it.
Great. And there would be a lot of things they'd have to do. We would have improv actors pretend to be your family, like Russian babushkas. They'd have to date my mom.
Yeah.
Take your mom on a
date. Date my mom. Yeah.
Gymnastics competitions.
Fuck my sister.
Some Fear Factor shit, drinking blood. Yeah. There'd be some witchcraft.
Yeah.
Okay. Prostitution.
Prostitution. How many minutes can you survive in this pen with these hogs?
Mm-hmm. A similar idea for a show I had was a few years ago, you and I hosting looking for America's next male stripper.
Oh,
so like this week they'd have to do chair dances, and this week they're on a pole, and this week it has to be family friendly. It'd be like male burlesque performers.
I think our show is better.
Our show is better. But that's much more commercially viable.
You think? You can't show that on TV.
I don't think so. I don't know the audience for that.
Oh, that's true.
The people trying to date it's you is me. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And them living in a house, a bunch of people competing for your love.
And I love, and I'm thinking of the cast. It's wild.
Wild.
And every season they've died and you're looking for your next one. And every season it's like a funeral.
Oh, it starts with a funeral.
A funeral, ends with a wedding. It's a comedy.
That's a great idea.
Get on it, producer.
Okay.
Come on. I'm ready.
Are you on board?
I'm on board. I'm not on drugs. Let's hit it.
Great. Yeah. Let's do it.
We've got a small window here.
We gotta get on the ground floor of this thing.
Yeah. But I think Real World was the gateway drug. Yes. I used to watch Real World, the slap heard around the world, which I recently told you about.
Do you remember this? You sell drugs? No. Which one?
Real World Seattle. I was in sixth grade, I think. And Irene left the house and she called Stephen Gay and then he ran out and slapped her.
Slapped her in the face.
The world.
I saw it.
And he was gay.
Yeah, he turned out he was gay. But back then, I mean, that was the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I remember San Francisco with Pedro the AIDS and he died.
Pedro Zamora.
He died?
Died. Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
And I remember Jed Harris.
They were old.
Jed.
They were old for the Real World. They were 33 at the time.
Were they?
My
first job working, and I moved to LA and I was a casting PA on The Real World and the Bad Girls Club.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first job.
Which one was there in Orlando? No. Vegas. No. Vegas. Trishelle.
Yeah, Trishelle.
Okay, I remember Vegas.
Trishelle.
And then I remember Paris.
Paris was
those are the only two
did
I watched.
Did you remember London? I watched it from the beginning.
You did?
The first one. And I remember the, because they had Puck.
Yeah.
That Puck was one of the first few.
That was LA. Yeah.
And then.
He still does the challenge and stuff, right?
No, Puck doesn't. But a lot of them do.
It was wild. And then I remember I fell in love with, what's his name? He was in London. He had the blonde hair. Do you ever watch London?
Yeah, I watched I mean, it was. You can't find them.
It's
not like they're streaming anywhere.
It was. Oh God, and maybe Neil or something like that. And this kid from, I thought it was like my first TV crush. I was like hopelessly in love with him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like big time, like obsessed.
There were a lot of like hot, like, crush, was he gay?
No.
Oh, because there were a lot of like, I don't know if they were even, I think they were out on the show.
What's the equivalent of The Real World now? Would you say it's like Big Brother?
Yeah, I think so. Big Brother and Survivor.
Big Brother's wild. When I talked to Michelle, I was like, how did you do that? And she was like, honestly, it was the boredom that was difficult because you can't listen to music and there's no TV.
Right.
She was like, that's why there's so many clips of me getting in drag. She's like, I had nothing to do than put makeup on and take it off and put it on again.
That now that makes sense with Courtney because I'm like,
what? She won.
Yeah. But also like getting in drag. Like I was like, this seems like a nightmare. But when you put it that way,
what are you going to do?
What else are you going to fucking do? I'm going to get in drag. I'm going to get top and bottom lashes on.
Yeah. She really won that shit. That was amazing. When Courtney won. That was almost like, I mean, I won Drag Race that year, I think. Or no, she won it right before I won Drag Race.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, winning Drag Race is cool, but a drag queen winning Big Brother is so cool.
And I remember I was at the gym when I saw that picture of her uncooked chicken. The wardrobe malfunctioned. I was like,
do you think it was a stunt?
I knew it was a stunt, number one. I was like, there's no way that's not on purpose. But then I was like,
brilliant though.
Courtney, you humiliated yourself.
I thought
I thought I was like, you are so like, I was like, I felt embarrassed for her. And then I was like, oh
no, it was brilliant.
By the way, she's a genius.
Brilliant.
By the way, she's in that like candid dick out photo. She still looks better than any of us.
I know.
It was amazing. I remember when she won, she had that side ponytail on with like blue eyebrows and she was sitting there with Anne, that old woman.
Oh, right.
Do you remember the clip of the woman trying to flatten her hair and she can't flat iron her own hair?
Yeah.
It was cool when she won. I mean, I couldn't. Ross did it too, right? Ross Matthews did the American one.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Tied, right, with Marissa Jarrett.
He was second place. Would you ever do a show like that? Lock yourself in a house with
not
like Alaska did 24/7. Remember?
Yeah, but
not in 1 million.
Big Brothers,
years.
They're filming you in the shower.
Not in 1 million fucking years. I would. Not
Scared Famous. Alaska did. That's in a house.
Yeah,
right? That's what Tiffany Pollard.
Oh, really?
That was fun. We watched that when it came out.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
She did it right after she won All Stars.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah.
They didn't do more. It wasn't, I mean, it wasn't the show.
I don't think it was a big hit, but we watched it. Yeah. Tiffany Pollard's an icon.
Tiffany Pollard is the ultimate.
Could you bring that level to your show?
I would absolutely. Yes, I would.
Yeah, I think
not,
you would.
I would never, I would aspire to that level.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could ever bring.
Tiffany is so amazing.
I would commit.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful. Commit.
Brunch with Tiffany is on VH1 now.
Yeah, you did. You well, we've.
It was a web series, and now they have it on VH1. She has brunch with people.
Was that the one with she had brunch with Nina Bonina, and she looked Nina Bonina looked so.
She
incredible.
Had Nina.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Bob's been on.
I only saw the Bob episode.
It.
Oh, Nina great. Bonita looked so amazing. She was wearing, mm-hmm. she was just dressed. She's
we
really
love
crazy.
Tiffany Pollard. One yeah. time, me and David, we heard she was at Evita.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's just, were we drunk?
Of course.
We were like, let's just go. Who knows, right? And I think we were at Precinct. And then we decided to go to Evita to see if we could just glimpse her from across the room.
Yeah.
And luckily for being TV famous, they took me my hand. I grabbed David's hand. They brought us to VIP and just sat us next to her.
Oh,
and David
my
was
God.
Having a meltdown. I've never seen you smile so big in my life.
Animal print cat suit with sunglasses on.
With the champagne wiggling. And you know, her butt and her body, she just looked incredible.
Yeah. I have a very blurry picture with her that you took that night.
Yeah. And she just, it was so exciting to meet her. And then she loves the Queens. I've seen her host up show at Precinct. She hosts drag shows all the time.
Yeah, she would do that in Portland as well.
She's fierce. Wild.
So cool.
You know what though? You don't need, I mean, not that she's not a huge celebrity. I mean, you know, she's no Anne Heche, but she's big.
She's up there.
You just need people to be rabid for you because she can go to an Applebee's and throw an event and it'll be sold out.
Yeah.
She'll be a star forever.
Yeah.
You should have her on the podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea. I wonder if she would come over.
I don't know. We could ask her.
I'm going to ask her.
We're going to ask her.
David.
Brian's.
David.
Brian's.
David.
Brian's.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Could you ever imagine yourself in a thruple? Not with me, but in a thruple.
That's a really good question.
Well, I don't know. I mean, watching that Vegas show, they all sleep in a bed together.
Well, that's what brought it to my head. I was like, a thruple. I was like, one person is a lot of work.
What do you think the person would be like if we were in a thruple? And what would the circumstances be?
You're on the road so much. I mean, I feel like somebody, you know what I mean? Like, imagine this. You meet a lovely guy named Glenn, and he's on the road, oh my God, 9 months out of the year, the big tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're all languishing at home, lonely, nipples perky.
Mm.
Oh, and Glenn comes by and says, hi, David. Glenn. Glenn. And Glenn comes by and he says, hi.
Well, without spilling too much of our personal life, I don't really police David's sexuality.
Okay.
So, like,
it doesn't have to be gay.
No, it's...
It could be, yeah.
It's not like if I'm on the road,
right,
David
right,
is, like, right. left out to dry.
No, I know that.
But that's what I mean. Like, it
would
have to be...
But would we ever, like, in a relationship, like, a thruple?
Yeah, because it would have to be more than sex, obviously, for us to even consider.
But then do you always have to spend time I don't know, no.
Yeah, what is the chemistry requirement? What are the prerequisites, chemistry-wise, for a thruple?
We have different types. I don't even know what that person would
be. We do have different types.
Because I would want a 45-year-old man... head to toe covered in hair.
Yeah.
Right. Jobless. You know, ready to just bench press me. And David, I think David has different instincts. Yes. We have different instincts sexually, I think.
Yeah.
If Jake Gyllenhaal's listening.
That's a great
option. Oh, yeah.
Option.
Who's your celebrity crush? Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, from what movie?
From Always.
All of them.
He's so hot.
Doesn't matter. No. Every movie.
What
about Velvet Buzzsaw?
Yeah. No. The one. We saw it, Tom Ford movie.
Oh, Nocturnal Animals.
Bitch, he was so hot in that. Him with Michael Shannon trying to murder people.
Did you not see that?
Tom Ford. Did.
He was that
I
hot.
I certainly did. Fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, that was when Isla Fisher played her mm-hmm, doppelganger. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Strange film. Loved it.
So good when he left her ass at that
he's
restaurant
very sexy.
At the end. Oh, that's right. That was him.
I've never even considered being in a thruple, but I don't think Derek and his husband did until it happened.
So let's just go wild and say Jake Gyllenhaal. Gets him. You're on set somehow with Jake Gyllenhaal, and you hit it off. You hit it off, and it's in a. You're like, this is the Twilight Zone. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Long story short, he's fucking you in the butt, or you're fucking him in the butt. And then 2 weeks later, it's still going on. Somehow you managed to avoid the tabloids. You're like, whatever. I'm just going to ride this wave out. He's on tour. And then you're just fucking each. You're raw dogging each other in the butt every 3 times a fucking
Jake,
day.
Yeah,
you and Jake
Gyllenhaal.
And then guess what? You come home, and then the three of you. Could that work?
Well, then I would have to vibe with him.
Yeah, you'd have to, yeah.
Do you think he's could vibe with Jake?
Is it a vibe?
Could you vibe?
Know.
Female celebrity crush, who is it?
Well, as a teenage boy, Buffy is my favorite show. I used to think I was in love with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
But he wanted to be
not
Sarah
anymore.
Michelle.
Not anymore. Okay.
But like as a 14-year-old, I had pictures of her all over my, like.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought.
Cool.
Yeah. Penelope Cruz, I had a big crush on.
Yes.
She's pretty, like, she's universal.
Ava Green.
Ava Green, I'm looking forward to her.
David saw Charlize Theron at Gelson's.
I did.
5'10", years over 5'10", 11, 16.
Tall woman.
Tall.
The best celebrity sightings go to the grocery store.
Angelina Jolie at Gelson's.
If I saw Charlize, I'm not kidding, I would have to grab her cart and say, I'm so sorry to bother you. Your performance in Monster was incredible. I saw it as a teenager. I still think about it all the time.
Yep.
And she would say, get your hand off my fucking cart, you faggot.
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking faggot. Yeah.
Because I always think, like, in LA, people don't want to hear that you liked their project from 10 years ago. Because if you told Buffy, like, I loved Buffy, she'd be like, what about Food Stirs, bitch? You know what I mean? She'd be mad.
Have you seen Food Stirs?
Yeah, it's the food. No, it's not a movie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Wow. I really don't want you guys to fight. This is awkward.
He's going to have to hit me as soon as this is over.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it's over.
That's it.
Yeah. That was it?
David.
Wow.
What a pleasure.
Brian's.
You're the love of my pleasure. Life.
You're the love of my life.
Ugh, I'm going to go.
I'm not going to plug where to find you because I want you to have your privacy.
Yes.
But please check out David's film, Moving Parts. On Netflix.
Please go buy it.
On iTunes.
Just
going to
say this.
It.
David makes more money if you buy it. So just buy it.
You got $10? What is it, $10?
Yeah, $9.99.
What the fuck are you doing? That's two coffees.
Here's what we learned, though. During this process, a lot of people, the film was on sale, and then it was on Netflix, and people were going, oh, I'm so glad it's on Netflix. I can finally watch it for free.
Netflix isn't free. Netflix is
You're paying
not
for
free.
It. And we're employees at Netflix.
We certainly are.
It's not free.
It's not free. There's a monthly charge for that. And guess what? Guess what you also do on Netflix a lot? Spend a lot of time scrolling, because although I do love Netflix, they have a lot of garbage programming. So you waste no time when you go straight to iTunes and you click on that buy button and you buy that movie. And guess what? You own it for life.
Yeah. You know what?
You own it for
life. I can only watch that documentary about white people stinging themselves with bees so many times.
Seriously? Wait, speaking of stinging yourself, can I plug my OnlyFans?
Sure.
Okay. People. Hello, people. Hi. Like in Brazil, they say, gente. Gente.
Brad G.
Are you looking for some hot, topless, erotic vacuuming vids? I thought so. Go to onlyfans.com/realcouchdrama, and for $9.99, you can get hot topless porns.
Thank you. Love it.
Can I plug my OnlyFans?
Yeah, shut up, David. It's you just crushing crickets with your bare feet.
David will plug all the OnlyFans he's currently subscribed to.
Zero currently.
We're in the poorhouse.
Hey, listen.
He's eating us out of house and home with his OnlyFans subscription.
I do enjoy OnlyFans occasionally.
Yeah.
It's a great way to support
people directly.
I normally
just do a month.
I
just need to see what's going on.
Because let's be honest, most of these OnlyFans, they're not uploading often enough to make it that worth it.
Sweetie, I'm uploading every day. You better believe it.
Content.
Every day.
Queen of content.
That content train has left the station and she is full speed expressed to your house. Okay?
And if you like the music you heard of Moving Parts, you can check out the soundtrack available on iTunes, recorded by me.
That's right.
That I forced you to do.
Yeah. And once you what? And that's it.
And that's it. Woo. Bye.
Bye.